Now, and in France, nationwide strikes against President Emmanuel Macron's proposed pension reforms are underway. The government announced plans to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. These are live pictures out of Paris, where unions have joined protesters, saying the move is an assault on the welfare system. Railways, schools and refineries will be affected by workers walking off the job. Joining us live now from the capital city is Bernard Smith. Hello there, Bernard. What's the level of opposition to these pension reforms? By the looks of the crowds, there are thousands of people taking part in the demonstrations.
Emily, most French people accept the need to reform their pension system, but almost 70% of them are opposed to the type of reform Emmanuel Macron is trying to push through. That is increasing the retirement age to 64. People are more interested in other solutions, perhaps increasing employer benefits or taxing the super rich. Now, 12 of France's main unions have got together to lead these protests today. That in itself is unusual in France. The unions are rarely united like this, and they're hoping to turn this protest and to combine it with concerns about the continuing cost of living crisis into a social protest movement. So much of that, whether they succeed in doing that, really depends on how many people, how many thousands of people take to the streets, not just here in Paris, but in the rest of the country.
And Bernard, why is Macron pushing ahead with these reforms despite such opposition?
A lot of it's to do with the legacy that Emmanuel Macron wants to leave. He cast himself in his first term as a reforming president. He tried to push through pension reforms then. Mass protests forced him into a retreat. And then the pandemic happened. So for this second, it was for his second term, his final term, he can't run again. He's again wants to create this image and leave this legacy as a reformer. He's only so far been managing France through various crises. This has got to be passed by the French Parliament. Macron's party lost its majority there in the last election, so he's relying on support from the Conservative, the Republicans party. They have indicated that they might support him, but aren't fully behind him so far. If he doesn't get that, he can use a constitutional amendment to force through the reforms, but it's a sort of a last-ditch thing, that, and if he does that, that could force new legislative elections. Emily.
All right, make sure you let us know how the afternoon develops. Bernard Smith, live for us there in Paris. Thank you. Let's take a closer look now at those proposed reforms by President Macron. He says the change is needed to ensure the pension system remains viable. But in a recent poll, 80% of those surveyed were against it. At the moment, the retirement age is 62, lower than many developed countries. The plan is to raise it to 64 by the year 2030. To qualify, a worker who currently needs to contribute to the system for 42 years will have to contribute for 43 or 44. The minimum pension for low-income workers who've worked full-time throughout their careers will be increased by about $100 a month to 85% of the net minimum wage, about $1,300 a month. Parental leave would now be included in the pension calculation. Earlier, I spoke with Anne-Elisabeth Moutet, who is a political columnist for The Telegraph. She says the pension reform has been a long and protracted issue across France.
What they're saying is that the generous French welfare system, in their view, is being eroded by slow incremental measures in the past 25 to 30 years that have led to the average pension being lower than it used to be in absolute terms. This is perfectly true. This reform is one of several reforms that was won by Alain Juppé in 1995, that was won by Nicolas Sarkozy, that was won under François Hollande. Every president looks at the pension reform and sees that we have an unsustainable problem. We have a pay-as-you-go system, which means that people who are at work pay for people who have already retired. It's not like a pension pot. And in 1946, when this was created, you had eight people working to pay for the pension of one pensioner. That has changed. We now have something like two people paying for one pensioner, which, of course, is unsustainable. But on the other hand, the feeling among the workers in France and the unions is that This reform is essentially pushing people to work longer when they will not find jobs, because in France, unemployment problems, we've always had structural unemployment, you know, between 8 and 10%, and also because French employers fire people after 50 anyway. So what they say is we are forcing people to have a worse life with no jobs available for them not to retire from.